That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Fuck it.
There's no words on it.
Tomorrow.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
Fuck it.
There's no words on it.
Tomorrow.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what.
Go. Go.
I can't do it.
Fuck it.
Go. Go. I can't do it.
Fuck it.
Go. Go. I can't do it.
Fuck it.
Go. Go. I can't do it.
Fuck.
Thanks again for watching.
Fuck it.
There's no words on it.
Tomorrow.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
Fuck it.
There's no words on it.
Tomorrow.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
Take it away.
Go, go.
Yeah. Go, go.
Yeah.
Go, go.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Go, go.
Go.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Go, go.
Go.
Fuck it.
What's that mean? To play us out?
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
To end the show?
Yeah.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom, motherfucker! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, June 18th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode 51 of this motherfucking shit we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I am groovy, groovy. So, you know, I'm over the whole, can you believe this is episode 51 thing? Like, okay, we did episode 50. That's cool.
We accomplished that hurdle.
Right. So now it's kind of becoming more of like something I have to do instead of something I want to do.
It's second nature, really.
Well, yeah. Maybe I'm just getting burned out on this whole fucking thing. It's like, hey,
really?
I know it's Wednesday, but hey, maybe I have something else to do. Maybe I don't want to come and pour my heart out into this fucking microphone with you. I'm just fucking kidding. I love this fucking shit.
Wow.
Can you believe episode 50 fucking one?
Yeah.
This is almost 100.
You scared me for a second.
I
was going to cry.
Hey, don't be scared, man. Don't be scared.
I'm just kidding.
So, yeah, how was your yesterday?
My yesterday?
Well, yeah.
My yesterday was all right.
Yeah. Mine too. Mine
it was
too.
Nice outside. Just kind of hung out outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So, I finally was... You know, I didn't have water out today, so I had a salt route, and I've had this fucking headache for like 4 days now, and I asked the people at work like why or like you know why would I? It's just in one spot. Like if I push my left eyebrow, it just throbs.
Well, and don't push like, your left eyebrow.
Well,
then.
No. So I was thinking maybe I have like a brain aneurysm or something because I've never had a headache that's just in the front. You know, like
yeah.
It's just right here. It felt like
I've had them in the front, but not for 4 days.
Yeah, and that's weird. But it like comes and goes, which is weird. Like now I feel fine, but I finally started taking some ibuprofen, which I never ever took before. I was
yeah.
like, why do I need that? I have oxy. What the fuck is this
right.
gonna do? But now, you know, since I don't do that, I'm like, well, the someone at
You're
work
not
was,
used to getting headaches.
I know. I don't. What is this pain I'm feeling?
Yeah,
what the
why
fuck?
Is my head hurt?
Why does anything hurt ever? But yeah, someone at work was like, you know, because it might be from swelling or a sinus infection. And I've never had a sinus infection or anything before. But the way they described it to me, it kind of made sense. Because like if I would bend down and like the lower my head would get to the ground, like when I'm picking up salt bags and stuff, it would just. Oh, it felt like my brain was just like kicking my head, like from my eyebrow to my eye out. Like it, that I don't know.
Your brain is
I thought maybe it's
your face.
It's all this holographic capability shit I'm reading, so maybe my brain like went to the next level, but my head didn't have enough room to contain it all.
I kind of know that feeling.
It was either that or maybe I thought the other thing was it's an aneurysm, because yesterday when I was driving,
if you were having a brain aneurysm, you'd be pretty fucked up.
I'd be pretty fucking pissed. But when I was driving yesterday, like,
I'm pretty sure though, if you had a brain aneurysm, you would die.
Well, not right away. When it bursts, that's when you would die. But that's when I was driving yesterday, my vision out of my left eye, like when I was driving, it looked like I was driving with one of my eyes closed. Like I just had this weird blind spot.
Weird.
So that kind of got me freaked out. And then one of the girls at work's like, well, did you look up your symptoms on WebMD? And I'm like, no, dude, WebMD is the cause of why most people miss days of work and think they have all these illnesses. You go in there and they're like, okay,
there's
type
an excuse
in,
for everything.
Well,
on there.
No, it's like type in your symptoms and you're like, okay, you start out looking around why you have a headache. Next thing you know, you're wondering why you have genitalia cancer and brain aneurysms.
Right.
It's just the whole, you're thinking about it, it's going to manifest pretty much. So that's like that whole thing we were talking about where if you had AIDS, would you want to know that you had AIDS? Because then you would always be thinking about it, which would make it just kick into hyper gear and you would feel it. But if you had AIDS and didn't know it, you wouldn't know. So you
but
wouldn't be thinking about it.
But how did anyone even discover AIDS if when people first started getting it, they didn't know what it was?
Well, right.
But they knew they had something.
Well,
but
not
AIDS.
As bad as it is now.
Yeah, I guess that's
true. And like whenever you get an illness, like if you start feeling like you have a cold and you admit to someone that you have a cold, then it fucking hits you in full force. But if you're like, no, it's just a little cough, whatever.
Right, it'll go away.
Yeah, totally. It's totally your mind. I don't know if it's just because I'm almost done with this book and that's why I'm like.
I was reading that book, my mind was fucking getting blown every 2 seconds.
Yeah, and maybe that's what this headache's from. It's just my mind being blown so much, it just doesn't know what to do anymore.
Well, and
so
even when
like,
you're
hey,
not reading it.
Stop.
Even when you're not reading the book, you're still thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm always thinking about it. It's fucking, that book is amazing. If you guys want to read it, it's called The Holographic Universe by...
Michael Talbot? Yes.
I thought it was Chris. Oh, yeah. Chris Berry D is the guy that wrote the serial killer book.
Right.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I had to do a salt route today, which fucking sucked because my head was throbbing and I almost just didn't come to work. But I haven't called in sick ever. Like, I go in when I was sick those few shows and shit. And everyone else, like, oh, I have a cough. I'm not coming to work.
Guess who has to do the running.
Yeah, exactly. But I come in, I could have broken fucking bones and I would be there fucking lifting water jugs, doing something just to work.
Sweeping
you know?
The fucking floor.
Yeah, so there were two salt routes today. I didn't have a water route, which I totally could have just copped out and been like, you know, I've had this fucking headache for 4 days now and they saw
You've
me.
You've never been sick for work before.
Right, so I'm not. But I fucking went in and just like the whole morning my head just I was like I wanted a drill just to drill into my skull and release the pressure. That's what it fucking felt like.
That would
and
be
then
good.
Someone was like, have you taken ibuprofen? And I'm like, no. And they're like, well,
who
try
takes that weak
it
shit?
Takes the swelling down. And I took two of them and like fucking 25 minutes later gone. So like, and now I feel totally fine, which is cool. But yeah, so the salt route was shit. For one, we were all out of salt, so we had to wait for the semi to get there, which was cool because I haven't driven the forklift in a while.
Nice.
So yeah, dude, I can unload like a whole full-on semi truck and the little pup trailer, which is like half of a semi thing, in like an hour, full of pallets stacked two all the way back.
Where do you keep all that stuff?
In our salt shed. We have a warehouse for it.
Gotcha.
But yeah, dude, I was fucking hauling ass in the forklift, fucking reverse. That shit's so much fun. It's like a little go-kart.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got fucking all loaded up and shit, and then me and Jesse, he's been on the show once.
Yeah,
He's got jam hole stickers representing.
Nice.
And yeah, so I took him with me because I was like, dude, my head is fucking killing me. If I black out while we're driving, if my aneurysm bursts, you know, you gotta steer and shit.
Yeah.
So
at least get us pulled over.
Yeah, so he came with me, and the first fucking thing I see when we're coming out of town, fucking Jasmine's car.
Oh, cool.
Her in it. We're turning, she's sitting right there. And like as soon like I looked over and I saw her and she looked at me and I just got this nauseous feeling in my stomach. Like yeah. I wanted to fucking just throw up.
It's and like, not, oh, my headache's back.
Yeah, well, and totally not because I hate her or anything like that. It's just a very, very sick feeling when I see her.
Right.
And that I got to think of that Eminem song, When I Think of You, I Puke.
Yeah.
I totally fucking know what he's talking about now. Like, it all made sense to me. I always thought it was just because, well, maybe he wrote it for a different reason. But right. for me, that, yeah, that totally
doesn't mean
makes
you hate
sense
her.
Now.
It's just because it's
yeah,
it's
I
sick.
Just want to throw up whenever I think about you. I don't know.
Skag reflex.
Yeah, I guess. So fuck me, I suppose. But yeah, I thought that was kind of weird. That was a nice way to start off the morning, wanting to vomit. And then
that's how I like to start my morning.
Well, yeah, I do if I eat breakfast.
Right.
You know,
you got something
got
to
keep
up.
These girlish figures we have going on.
Wow.
You think that's all natural?
Yeah. No.
And then, oh God, the third house we got to. This is the route. It's up in Whitefish, up in the lakes and stuff. Every single house has
dogs.
Not just dog. Well, maybe a few of them. All of
dogs?
Them have at least one dog.
Yeah, but
most
more
of them have right. at least three, 2 to 5 dogs.
God.
And oh my
How
God,
how many fucking dogs do you need?
This, I don't need any.
Yeah, but even if you do want a dog, I mean, why do you have to get more than one?
Hey, you don't need dogs for nothing. They ban dog fighting. So what the fuck do you really need a dog for?
I mean, you can't
for?
Bet on them. What the fuck are
I
you going to use them for?
I mean, I guess if you're a fat girl, then you need something to lick your vagina.
Right.
I guess the dog's good as anything.
Or if you just got dumped.
Well, what? What is that?
Well, because you're alone.
Did Bree get a dog after she dumped you?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you were talking about.
No.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we get...
Well, I was just saying that because you got a cat after you got
Well, yeah,
dumped.
But I've always liked cats, and I've been wanting a cat when I got into this place.
Right.
And I was going to get one regardless. That was just motivation to go out right then and there
yeah.
and find some pussy cat. So
right.
that's why I did that. And I wouldn't let that cat anywhere near my dick and balls after what happened last time.
Oh, man.
You
She's got some sharp fucking teeth,
fuck,
too.
Yeah, claws and teeth.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Claws plus teeth equals bad news for the penis.
Yes.
Bad news. Claws are greater than penis. Greater than, less than. So, okay, we get to this house. Third one for the day. Knock on the door. Fucking wait a minute. Hear the dogs barking. Person answers the door, and before they even, like, get the door all the way open, I am fucking rushed by 2 fucking, you know, decent-sized dogs.
Yeah.
Fucking snout to the dick, snout to the ass. I'm not even making
One
this
on
up.
One on each, like, tag
yeah,
teaming
like,
you?
At the fucking same time.
Wow.
And the only thing the owner can fucking say is, oh, it's okay, she's nice, they're harmless.
It's like, I still don't want their fucking snout
it's like,
in my dick and balls.
If I put my nose up in your pussy, would that be me being nice? Is that harmless behavior?
Well, I guess that's nice as long as their, you know, snatch doesn't stink.
Well, no, I don't know. It's stupid. Like, whenever people do that, they always get really scared that their dog is going to bite someone.
Right.
So they're always like, oh, no, they're nice. It's okay. They never bite anybody. It's okay.
Oh, man.
And then,
next time the dog does fucking bite after they
oh,
do that.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
What would you do if that same situation... Oh, don't worry, they're nice. Oh!
I would just... I don't know, man. All
bit.
That rage would just come out, and I
yeah.
honestly, I don't know what I would
well,
do. I
first,
can tell you one thing. The dog would not be alive.
Yeah.
And probably the person that owned it.
You might be able to get some money out of that.
Yeah, or that if I didn't. Yeah.
See, I would try not... I'd try not to hurt... her or the owner, at least.
Right.
The dog, understandable. I kick the shit out of
oh, yeah.
motherfucker.
But it just seems weird. Like, and it's almost like they're mocking me. Like, they're laughing inside. They're like, oh, you just got jabbed in the dick by my dog's nose. Oh, he's harmless. It's okay.
Right.
It just, it's a
Probably
weird
are.
Thing to have happen to you. Because, like, it wasn't just this one time. This one just kind of
degrading,
put it
really.
Over the edge. And it wasn't bad here because I was knocking on the door. And when I do salt deliveries, I don't go in with salt bags. I go see what they need. When I do water deliveries, because I do that every day, I usually know what they need because it's the same routes every couple weeks.
Right.
So if I'm carrying two jugs of water, they open the door, dogs come out. I have no protection. No. It's like dog snout.
So completely exposed.
Next time, what I'm going to do is just start fucking doing this, like humping them with my and be like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's what you trained them to do, you fat fucking
that's
bitch.
Was the point why they were up in my crotch.
Right. And that's the other thing it got me thinking of. It's like, why do these, and it's usually dogs whose owners are women, usually more lonelier women, we could say, urban, not really urban cougars, but the more middle to late age overweight women. So it's like the first thing the dog does is goes for the front. Right. So it's like, is that dog, did you train him to do that?
And I don't know, though.
The dog just doesn't know the difference between its owner and someone else. So it's like, oh, someone else. Can I lick your pussy? Hey, wait, where's the peanut butter? Oh, well. It just
seems
weird.
Yeah, but dogs, even with each other, that smell each other's asses, that's just how they, like, check
my
someone
dick
out.
Does not smell like my ass. I'm sorry, it does not.
But still, it's that.
No, it doesn't. Here.
But the dog doesn't know the difference.
Does
not,
that smell like my ass?
Not good.
Come here, smell it.
No.
I will come over there if you don't.
Fuck that. Get away.
But I don't know. And, like, if, say you had a child, for instance, and your child went over and sniffed the pecker of another child. Would you say, oh, she's harmless?
But that's a person. Dogs do that. I mean, they don't train dogs to do that. Dogs just do that.
But not to people.
Dogs. Yeah, to everyone. Dogs do that to other dogs, and they do it to people. I think so. They do it to other animals, even.
That just seems weird.
I don't know. That's just how dogs check out another living thing.
Okay, so would it be weird then if I got down on all fours and just started sucking the dog off next time that happened to me? What do you think the owner would do if I did that? Just drop the bag of salt and went to town, Red Rocket style, balls to the wall.
Well, what does that have to do with this at all?
Well, that's what the dog pretty much did to me.
So you want to fuck a dog? Is that what
saying? Well, no, I'm just saying if it's harmless for the dog to do it to me, then what the fuck? What if I went to the owner? What if I went to the owner after her dog sniffed my dick and then I just shoved my face right in her crotch?
But you're not a dog.
But it doesn't matter, does it?
It does, because you're not a dog.
Train your fucking dogs then not to do that shit.
But dog, that's, you can't.
You can train a dog to sit.
Yeah,
you
but
can
you
train
can't,
a dog to fucking eat peanut butter out of your nasty ass snatch.
You can't untrain a dog to do that, I don't think.
I think you can.
Because that's just instinct for them.
A good shot collar and a firm fucking ass whooping will train a dog anything.
I guess. I don't know.
No?
I think you just want to jerk the dog off.
Maybe. Well, if I wanted to do that, I would just go jerk the dog off. I don't need a whole fucking pre-forward to it.
Well,
I would just go there,
cover.
Fucking roll it over and Red Rocket. You know?
Yeah.
No?
Okay. Whatever.
Well, so anyway, after that, after our route and everything, I went to Sykes, and I saw another car with a cool bumper sticker.
Yeah.
What was the last one we saw? Something about Jesus. Do you remember?
Remember?
I don't know.
Oh,
it was
that one that we saw.
Nails.
One cross plus three nails
equals
forgiven. Yeah, forgiven.
Yeah, that was a truck somewhere else. This
that
was
a
that
good one.
Car. It said. I don't fucking remember. I could probably look back in the notes here. Probably. But so, okay, there's this car there, and it's got two bumper stickers on it. And the first one says, it's a big black sticker, and I got pictures of this. We'll post it on the Picasa Jamhole page. But it's a big black sticker with bright white letters, and in bright text it says, "The ultimate hate crime, abortion." And I saw that, and I was like,
I guess it is if it's black, baby.
Well, no, but I mean, could you?
Isn't that a hate crime?
Well,
wouldn't it? Yeah. How is it a hate crime if it's not? I thought hate crimes were racial.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. When I just saw that, and the first thing I thought of is, man, I could think of a lot worse hate crimes to have happened than abortion.
Like a 13-year-old having a kid and that kid being fucked in the head for its life.
Exactly.
Because it was raised by a 13-year-old.
Because it was neglected and shit. That's
right.
The hate crime
right
there.
That's way worse.
Right. Dropping your kids off in daycare for 12 hours a day, letting them get taught by fucking fat, nasty bitches how to be a fat, nasty bitch. That's hateful. But
it's not nice.
Abortion,
you don't do that to kids.
If anything, abortion is an act of love. Your mom cared for you so much that she knew she would not be able to give you the life that she would have liked to have given you. Mm-hmm. So instead of giving you a mediocre life, she fucking killed you.
She did not want to bring you into this
That's
terrible,
love.
Terrible
or
world.
Or that, even if your mother could fully
right.
support you.
It's such
you.
A bad place that she wouldn't want to raise her
exactly.
kid in it.
Exactly. And that, my friend, is an act of undying love.
I think that's the best act of love I've ever seen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Even better than me red rocketing a dog?
That's not love. That's lust.
Lust. Where do you draw the line?
Right there.
Right there? At the Red Rocket?
At the Red Rocket. That's okay. about where I draw it.
That's why I got a girl kitty.
Right.
Right. So, and then, so I saw that, and then the next sticker it had, it, like, that one was on the right side. The left side, it, same black coloring. In the middle, a picture of a baby's face, and it said, "Face it, abortion kills." Here, here.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, these are the kinds of people that no matter what happens, if they get pregnant, they will just keep popping out kids, no right. matter how unable they are to raise them or whatever. They will just have kids.
No matter how shitty their life is going to be, they're still going
to
have it.
Right. And they think that... It to me, that seems very selfish.
Yeah.
Like, from their point of view, it's selfish to kill the baby because, oh, you don't know, that baby could have grown up to be the president. It's like, not with you being its parents.
Right?
I'm sorry.
It's
that baby's going to grow up and live in the rose briar and sell crack Kitty. Cocaine for the rest of its life. Oh, we should have took the ball away from it.
I wonder if they can hear that.
I don't know. Who cares? It's okay. fine. If you guys hear a jingling, it's the cat playing with her toy. She's jamming out. It's yeah. cool. So, I don't know. That just even seeing that shit just pisses me off so bad. Because it's like, what do you think by you... These are the kind of people that go around, they see those things, and they buy them. And to them, that's making a difference. They're like, oh, I'm going to put this sticker on my car.
Yeah.
And every person that sees it is going to... see things my way
right.
and not have abortions and shit. And
it's like you really think that your anti-abortion sticker is going to do anything at all to anyone who believes in abortion already?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not
going to
change anyone's mind, just like we're not going to change your mind that abortion's fine.
Well, we could.
We could abort them, I guess.
Post. Post ad hoc abortion.
Yeah.
But no.
It's never too late.
It's just the whole thing of you want to make a difference, so you go out and buy a sticker.
Right.
Like, really? If you want to really, if you really, really cared about it. To me, that seems like they're showing off. They're like, look how righteous I am. Look how good and perfect I live my life. And but if you think about it, you know, down at that school I used to go to down there at Trinity, uh-huh. every year they have on their whole lawn all those crosses, and it says each cross represents a child aborted in the Flathead Valley this year. So if there's, and there's a lot, like,
yeah.
And that's cool. That
good.
Kill these babies. You don't fucking need them. If you can't raise them, don't fucking try.
If you can raise them, then have it.
But
course.
Stop at one or two, please.
Right.
We don't need
don't,
five,
why,
six, seven
yeah.
people. You're not trying to repopulate the planet here. We're doing good on people if
right.
you haven't noticed. Now, if you
start
could,
taking birth control
well,
or something.
Well, if you could figure out how to give birth to barrels of oil...
Yes.
Or
but that's not
marijuana.
Gonna... Barrels of
or...
oil wouldn't solve that problem.
Well, no, but I'm saying these people just pop them out like
right.
left and right. If they were true. Doing that, but barrels of oil were coming out, then, you know, that's a good start.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, you know, it's silly. It, don't have kids if, you know, if you're in that position. But then I got to thinking, so you saw how many crosses there are, like a whole lawn, probably
yeah, tons
around
of
1,000. Multiply that by how many cities there are on... In okay, we'll just say the U.S. In the U.S., how many cities there are with abortion clinics in them that happens?
Yeah, and this is a pretty
so,
small place,
now check
too,
this out.
So.
Take each one of those and make that a living person. Do you know how fucking more crowded this world would be?
That's a lot of people.
Right? That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit, dude. If all of those children were allowed to have been born.
And if that's all in one year.
Oh, yeah. Every year that happens.
Like, that's, and that's like at least 1,000 just here. And that's,
yeah.
I mean, this is a small place.
Yeah. That's ridiculous,
that is
right?
insane.
Okay. So, abortion, yay.
I'm
people that put stupid stickers on their car. Nay.
So, have you seen those anti-abortion things that try and shock you, like the meth ads with like the aborted, nasty, fucking gross dead fetus and like abortion's wrong said on it? It's like, really?
Yeah, it's like, no. It's like, pulling a dead fetus out of a woman's twat, taking pictures of it, putting those on billboards for people to see, that's wrong.
That is wrong, yeah.
That is sick.
There's nothing wrong with it if you're not fucking showing it off.
It's fucking cool, but it's kind of wrong.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, I like how they sometimes they'll put those billboards like by the Chinese restaurants, and I'm just like, oh man.
Speaking of that being sick and wrong, isn't that sick and wrong's picture on MySpace? Is that fetus in a jar?
I think that's like a fake thing, like the
but
two-headed.
That's what it is. Yeah, totally.
But so, okay, that the whole bumper sticker thing, that, and then that got me thinking again that those kind of people are the same kind of people who think putting yellow ribbons on their shit, like on their cars or on their houses, are supporting the troops.
Yeah, it's like really,
all it is, they're just showing off. They're like, oh, look at me, I'm self-righteous, my life is perfect, I am flawless, I'm supporting our troops, I am supporting pro-life, I am supporting our president, no matter how stupid he is.
I mean, if you really want to support it, then fucking do something about it.
Yeah, right. Do something about it.
Don't just put stickers up. Go do something.
Yeah, it's like,
try to do something.
Are these stickers somehow remotely triggering bombs to blow up in Afghanistan or something? Because that would be supporting them.
If enough people get these yellow ribbons, are we going to bring the troops back?
Right, do we get a pizza party?
Yeah,
or
what's going to happen?
I don't get it. Now, I can maybe see that if every time you bought a yellow ribbon, God struck down an infidel, then
that makes sense.
That would support the troops.
Yeah,
but
that would help.
I'm so fucking sick and tired of seeing all this shit around here. And I know it's everywhere, but because we live here and because of how small this valley is, we see it a lot because we're so small, but there's a lot of people
here. And
we're
close together.
Right, and especially when tourist season comes around, we're going to get
all those people here.
Oh, God.
All the Californians and Canadians.
Yes. Oh, man.
It's going to be great.
We're going to have
a lot more
Jam Hole fans, my friend.
I sure hope so.
But, yeah, so what I'm basically saying is you are a fucking idiot if you think by putting a yellow ribbon on your fucking car is somehow supporting. Who the fuck said when this whole thing started that yellow ribbons are the symbol of supporting our troops? Like, where the fuck did that even come from?
I don't know.
It's like, so if I wear a pink ribbon, then I support breast cancer.
I think that's how
like,
it works.
What?
Someone just makes this shit up and gets paid
for it.
Well,
we need to make one up then. What would say, hey, I support abortion and I support, I don't know, what else? Killing people that do stupid shit.
Yes.
And I support, I don't support, we could get ribbons that don't support things. Because, I mean, if it's that easy to support something, fuck, dude. We could make ribbons.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck.
We made flyers and fucking stickers. Well, how much harder is it going to be to make some ribbons?
I know, right? And the other weird thing I got to thinking about with the whole ribbon thing is who the fuck invented, do you know those kids that wear those bracelets? They're just like a solid color and do you know
like
what
those cancer ones?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that like some of them are just like, you know, or the breast cancer ones or whatever they are. The Live Strong bands.
Yeah,
those yellow
that
Live
stuff.
Strong. I've seen those.
What's that word for not having sex?
Abstinent?
Yeah. One of them says abstinent.
Right. They have
drug
a bunch of
free.
Them. Yeah, all of those.
Like, who the fuck? Do you realize that every time you buy one of those stupid ass fucking things, all you're doing is making the jackass that fucking invented that thing that much more rich? It goes to no cause. I mean, do you really think that buying a 59-cent piece of rubber here is going to make a difference?
If only you could get the good rubbers for that cheap.
Oh, I know, right?
They're so expensive.
Fuck, we wouldn't need that many abortions then.
I know. Yeah. People could actually... Well, abortions are a little more expensive.
Yeah. I had to get mine in payments. It sucked.
Wait, what? Your condoms?
No, my abortion.
What?
I'll tell you that story another time. Not me physically, but the girlfriend I was with at the time.
Oh.
The only, out of all the sex I've ever fucking had, from the East Coast to the West Coast to Europe, all around. Only ever gotten one girl pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking crazy, huh?
That is. That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It took a little convincing, but in the end, she saw it my way. Not because I had a gun to her head. I did not.
No.
But yeah, and we took her there. And actually, I have to talk to her, but I would love for her to tell us like how it happened and all that
you
shit.
You didn't go with her?
No, fuck no. Well, I was in the waiting room.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to go in there. I'd be like, I'll hold the sucker tube. The hanger? Yeah. No, you guys don't do that here.
Who was it? Was it Keith and the girl that were talking about like abortions and like the sounds and stuff? Like
oh
that?
Yeah,
like,
on
Hemda
the
had a friend that she had to go with to the
It was Patrice.
Oh,
she
Patrice,
went in there
right.
And
yeah,
she had,
it was
yeah,
her.
And she said it was like the sound of the sucky straw tube
yeah,
at the
and
dentist
the
and a drip.
The sounds,
oh god,
yeah.
That's fucking brilliant. Oh,
good
yeah.
Times.
So, fuck you people that do that shit. Because that is just the most ridiculous fucking thing. You're an idiot if you think any of that shit makes a difference. All it does is puts a stupid yellow ribbon on your car and says, hey, I'll believe anything.
Hey, I'm a jackass. I'm supporting the troops, but I'm
you
not
know,
doing anything.
Because of how many churches are in this valley and how, like, I'd say a good 90% of the population here are religious.
Oh, yeah, totally.
We should make white ribbons and say that if you have a white ribbon, that means you support God. Do you know how much fucking money we would make off that?
But I don't want to support God.
It doesn't support God. That's what I'm saying.
True.
It supports me and you, friend.
Right, and making money.
But to them,
they think they're supporting
it's like
God.
The dude that made the Montana turd bird. This guy
what?
Went out in fields and collected horse shit. And I think we talked about this in, like, episode 1 or 2.
Really?
It's, yeah, none of you guys have probably ever heard it. But so, the Montana turd bird, basically this guy, and he made $1 million doing this. Look it up. He took horse shit, glued little plastic eyes on it, a little stringy smile, and a nose, and made them do different things, like with toothpicks and shit, called him the Montana turd bird, and sold it. And people bought it. He
for, like,
sold,
a lot of money?
He sold people shit with eyes glued to it.
He took shit and put eyes in it and
yes,
made money?
Yes, he made over $1 million. Gross.
Selling shit.
Selling shit.
Who the fuck buys shit?
Idiots buy shit. The same
and
people.
And they'll also buy white ribbons that support God.
Yes, that, see? This
we
is
better patent
better.
This before someone
hey,
steals
hey, it's already
it.
Copyrighted, man.
Good
32
call.
Minutes in jam hole.
It's not even.
Episode 51.
What time is it even?
Oh.
It was said at 8:34 p.m. Wednesday. The 18th.
June 18th,
yes.
2008.
All right.
If
see,
you're keeping track.
Can't.
My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden, and you can't
take and thank
this.
You so much. Wait, what?
Huh?
Hold on.
We're 32 minutes in. We don't have to do that again.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But doesn't that...
I think we should get serious about
my headache's
this.
Back.
Seriously?
No. But that just blows me away that this motherfucker...
Right.
Found... He lives in Montana, so
it's
he's
like
what?
Shit everywhere.
Excuse me. What do I have an endless supply
yeah,
of here
that I can find
besides
just in my yard.
Retards and
fat
Jesus
people.
Freaks? Right.
Yeah.
Horse shit. Now what can I do with this? And there you go. And
yeah.
You market it to the people the right way, like saying white ribbons. We could even go with the bracelets, little white bracelets that say God. What they won't see is on the other side, it says thejamhole.com.
All right.
God doesn't exist.
No, we don't have to. We just put thejamhole.com on
it. We wouldn't even have to do that. Fuck it.
But what would it say?
God.
It could just say God. It would have to.
It could just say God. It could say you're a fucking idiot, but if we tell them that these represent you believing in God, they will fucking
but we
got
to make it a little better than that to really sell it. It can't just say...
Really? Do we?
Yes,
people
we do.
Take yellow fucking shit and make it look like a ribbon, and
right.
People bought it.
Yeah, but it says support the troops. It can't just put...
Not all of them. Some of them are just the yellow ribbons.
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, dude. People are idiots.
Yeah.
Except for our listener. Well, yeah. Some of our listeners, not very smart.
No. Can only give you so much credit, I'm sorry.
I know. No, I love our listeners. I hate these kinds of people. It just fucking blows me away. They're the most annoying, stuck-up, self-righteous bigots in the hypocritical bigots. I just you
what
can
are
just,
we then?
You can we're fucking right on.
Really?
Are we hypocritical?
Sometimes
I stand behind everything I say on this show, 100%.
I don't know.
Tell me one thing that I've said.
I can't think of anything
like,
off the top of my head.
You're
but
right, dude. That was bad.
No, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But I think we can be hypocrites at times. I'm gonna be
honest.
If
we're making jokes and stuff, but
well,
like
yeah.
the serious shit we talk
right.
about, like this right here, I'm being fucking serious
okay.
here. I don't think.
No.
Dude, if you guys think we're hypocrites, email info@thejamhole.com.
Yes.
I would love to hear your opinion.
Please, there's
hypocrite.
Yeah. You gotta like our show to email us, otherwise you're just talking shit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I like
that is a good point.
I like that too, though. I like it when people just make fun of us.
Oh, I love it.
Gives me something to laugh about.
I can't get enough of it.
No. I wish we got more hate mail. We still don't get much.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's
weird.
Everyone that sends us good emails, start sending us hate mail.
Yeah, just start hating on us
yeah.
for no reason.
That is a fantastic idea.
I just want to hear it.
And then send us $1 and we'll send you a white ribbon and you can support God with all the other retards up here.
There you go. Or you can just send us $1.
So before we came up here to do the show, let's talk about the stickers first. It has been brought to our attention that... not saying they are, but saying there's a pretty good possibility that the stickers we made and sent to all of you guys are magical. Yeah?
Huh?
Our stickers are magical?
Oh, right, right.
Huh?
Yeah, right.
Would you care to elaborate on this?
Go ahead. It's all you.
Okay. Well, basically, we put a sticker on one of these signs. It's the road comes down. It's Cemetery Road, if you guys really want to know, if you guys are local here.
If you
come down
look.
Cemetery Road, going away from the highway towards Airport Road. The road dead ends, and there's the big yellow sign with the two black arrows going either way.
Right.
Like this? Okay. I don't even know why I'm showing
yeah,
you.
That's funny.
Like this, guys. Do you see me? Okay. No, look at me. Okay. Like this. Okay. So then in the middle, we put a jam hole sticker. That was what? When we first got the stickers
yeah.
a few weeks ago. And then I don't know if this is just our mind playing tricks on us or maybe our stickers are magical, but I fucking swear to the God that doesn't exist, but we're going to profit off of that. A couple weeks ago, we drove by that sign, and the sticker was gone, right?
I saw it.
You saw it also.
I was driving around with a friend of mine, and I saw it was gone, and then I was with you one time and saw it was gone, and then the episode after that, it was fucking there again.
Right. Our stickers are ninja.
They're disappearing at other places and not coming
and
back.
And not
though.
Reappearing?
No. That was the only case where it reappeared.
Oh, okay. So maybe they're not so magical. But that was really weird.
Yeah,
I saw it and I thought, okay, maybe I'm just fucking stoned or something.
I mean,
but
what's
then
the
you
sign?
Saw it. Your friend saw it also?
I don't know. I don't.
Okay. Well,
I didn't say
we
anything.
We both saw it. And then what? Like 3 days after we both called each other and was like, hey, you know the sticker's missing?
Right.
And then coming back home, I was like, dude.
It's there.
Our sticker's right there, dude.
Do you think maybe the sign just got really dirty and
no,
it covered it up?
No,
I'm
not
just
at
trying
all.
To
the
think
only,
of something logical.
The only logical way of me to critically think this out is that it fell off, and I think that's where kids get picked up for the bus when school is in, and maybe someone picked it up and put it back on. But that would be really weird. If
yeah.
you were sitting there and you saw a sticker on the ground,
would you really put it on
if
the sign?
If anything, you would just take it with you.
Or
you
just
would
leave it there.
Stick it on a sign,
yeah.
and it's in the exact same
yeah, it looks
place that we put
like
it.
It was kind of at an angle too, and it's at that same angle. It
that's
looks like
fucking
it
di- weird.
It looks
dude.
Like it didn't move. It was just gone.
Okay,
like it
so,
just phased out of existence and then phased right back.
So three possibilities here: either we're just totally fucked up and stupid.
It's probably
possibility
that one.
One.
Yeah.
Possibility two: our stickers are magical.
Okay.
Or possibility three: fuck, I don't know.
Yeah.
I had something, but I totally forgot.
I guess it's.
Our stickers disappear and reappear again, or
that
kind of
goes under the magical.
They
thing,
come
right?
out when, yeah, I don't know. That's just
it's
weird.
It's one of those. It's a 50-50 thing.
Yeah. So on the way up here today, we stopped at Anna's for lovely cheesesteaks, pastas, pizzas. If you guys are hungry and local, go to Anna's across the street from Albertsons in the Michael's Exxon. Best food ever. Tell them the jam hole sent you. Actually, don't do that. They'll probably spit in your food. No, I'm just kidding. They
you
have,
work there.
Yeah, I know. Every Sunday. If you guys want to hang out with me, no, please don't. Okay, hold on. Stop the recording.
Okay.
Okay. No. But no, so Anna's, awesome place to eat. Best fucking that kind of food in the valley. I would almost say in the state of Montana.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten anything that tasty. Granted, whenever I eat there, I make it.
Well, no.
And I make it good.
That type of food. It's the best at that.
Cheesesteak, pasta, calzones, and... Well, I don't eat their salads and pizza.
Yeah, okay. It's best at those things.
So anyway, this has nothing to do with the story. So we got our posters printed out, and these are just posters you guys will probably be seeing up around here. If you guys don't live here in the Valley and you guys want these posters, I'll mention this at the end of the show, but we'll upload the 150 DPI image of it. So if you guys want, you can print them out yourself. That way I don't have to waste more of my money on promoting my show.
Yes.
You know, now I don't mind doing that, but I am broke as a joke. and it's not funny. God damn it, Kit.
Wow. Cool kitty. Fucking kitty.
I'm sorry. She likes to, like, bite my stories and then try and take off with them.
Yeah.
Or then she'll just smack them on the floor and be like, huh, read now,
now you
bitch.
Gotta go pick it up.
Yeah, look at her.
You fucking bitch.
You are a cunt. Okay. So anyway, so we're there eating. Cooked some cheesesteaks, and we put up some posters in the bathrooms and here and there. And what did we see outside?
Four U.S. Marshals, actually.
Four U.S. Marshals. Now, when I think U.S. Marshal, I think, like, the baddest of the bad.
Yeah.
Like, these motherfuckers could kill you with a look.
Right.
They're like the top of the fucking food chain. I'm not saying they're the baddest, but, like, you know, out of normal police stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
they're
not
like
saying
the
like
highest
Army
of the
Green Berets or anything like that. But
or,
out of, like,
you know,
normal
special
police
ops.
Force. Yeah. These guys are badass. The U.S. Marshals have jurisdiction coast to coast, the whole I think it's the intercontinental U.S.
Yes.
Here, not maybe Hawaii, but whatever. So they can pretty much do whatever the fuck.
Right.
Now, these four marshals, now not all of them, three of them. One especially.
Fucking huge. Like,
that's
wow.
A huge bitch.
That's
like,
a huge U.S. Marshal.
Hey, guys, I'm hungry. Like, this guy was fat as fuck.
Yeah.
If he, I swear to the God that doesn't exist, but we will capitalize big bucks off of big bucks, no whammies, big bucks. If he was alone and that fat, I would have ran up behind him, grabbed his gun, and started running. And I would have got like 30 feet from him and been like, oh, you dropped this, piggy. Oh, did you want this, honey? Oh, well, come here and get it. Oh, it's okay. Come here. Oh, come here, buddy. Let's play. Like, I mean, what would you, your job is to arrest people, bad fucking people.
Right.
You aren't chasing anybody when you weigh 300 pounds, and now you guys are like, oh, well, he's all muscle. No, this was a big fucking beer gut, big floppy, fatty arms.
And even if he was...
He had the double chin thing going on.
And the thing is about that, even if he was all muscle, this guy was so big that even if that was muscle, since that weighs more, he would be even slower than if he was fat.
Exactly. And now, maybe the whole thing is they just have guns, and the people that they generally are go after shoot to kill type of things, armed and dangerous.
If they're running, just shoot them. Don't try to chase them.
That does make sense. But it was a really funny, it was like the picture of perfection as far as cops go. Here's the U.S. Marshals, all fat, going into this gas station, getting ho-hos and nutty butter bites and shit like that. And then, I don't know, it just seemed really weird. But then, excuse me, it's really weird to see U.S. Marshals here.
I've never seen one here
before. We have Border Patrol because the Canadian border is like 60 miles away.
And
then
we got lots of Mexicans
some
now.
DEA, we have some FBI.
I've seen FBI
every
people.
Now and then. Mostly just cops, sheriff, highway patrol.
Right.
I've never, ever seen U.S. Marshals.
No,
here.
That was crazy.
And the thing of it was, like, it wasn't like, oh, well, how do you guys know they were U.S. Marshals? These, all four of them, like, their cars were inconspicuous. One of them was a tan Blazer with
Missoula plates,
4C plates. And the other was a Ford Taurus with state-owned plates.
Right.
But now when these guys got out, on their shirts, they were all wearing black, like the black cargo pants.
They had the gun.
SWAT gear.
The gun
they
was
had
just
the
right
gun,
out in the open.
And then in big-ass yellow letters on the back.
I thought
one
it was white.
No, they were yellow.
Really?
One of them said, or two, I think two of them said U.S. Marshal, and then what was the other one?
So, like, fugitive something.
Fugitive something. It yeah, said, it was yeah. weird. And then I looked at Brandon, I was like, dude, if you were looking for fugitives, would you want to advertise that you're the marshal?
Yeah, if
like,
you're a U.S.
Marshal.
Hey,
guys,
Marshall.
Here I come, Ollie Ollie Oxen Free, come out with your hands up or I'm going to shoot. No, just but kidding, no. I'm going to shoot you anyway, but come on out.
Yeah,
don't make
but
me
I think,
run, I'm fat. No.
I think they have to. So,
really?
Because they have to be known who they are.
Well, what about like undercover cops then?
Well,
they don't. They can just.
They're
go
still
in, and,
in uniform.
No, they're not.
I thought they were
plain clothes undercover cops. What about
they
undercover
still have a,
DEA?
They have a badge.
Yeah, but it's not right out in the open in right. big giant yellow letters that says "I'm a pig. I'm coming to get you, bitch."
Right.
It. I don't know. I maybe that's how they roll. I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never seen U.S. Marshals.
I think they just like to show on.
It just seemed to me that if you're trying to catch criminals, you maybe don't want to have it blatantly on the back of your shirt. And another thing is, what if? I mean, granted, here we don't have organized cartels
right.
besides the jam hole. But, like, if
oh,
you
great,
were in
dude.
Another city and you they knew that and then they saw that on your shirt, you're a target, dude.
Yeah.
That's not safe. You could. That's asking to get a knife in the back, a bullet to the back of the head.
Yeah, here it's like, it's fine. I mean, the worst thing that would happen for them is the person they're after would see them and just run.
Right, in which case
but,
they would probably just shoot them because
yeah,
they're
but,
fat and they don't want to run.
It, but in other places, like, they could get killed.
Yeah. It, I don't know. It just seemed really weird. And for one, we never have seen that here before. And especially four
especially
of them.
Especially at Anna's Pizza.
Yeah, right? That was just like, woo, coincidence? Wow. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's about it. Do you have anything you want to get into here before we do some news?
Let's do some news. Let's do it.
I'm going 5 for 5 right here. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
You got me.
Boom! I got you, dude.
Good.
I know your every move.
No, you don't.
You know
you're
what
just
I did?
Lucky.
I tapped into the hologram of what had happened already, and then I just saw, like, oh, you went scissors, so I'm going to hit rock.
You know what you're really doing?
Cheating?
Just getting lucky.
Okay, we'll see.
It has nothing to do with that.
How many wins in a row do I need before you believe that I'm just gone?
How many? I got, like, 14 wins in a row.
In a row?
You. Yeah,
that's
until you finally
bullshit.
Won.
14 in a row?
I'm
okay,
not even kidding.
Guys,
it was a lot.
Listeners, please do us a favor. Go through all the episodes, tally up the score of
no
the Rochambeau, and email us info@thejamhole.com. They will. You only got to listen, fast forward to, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes in.
Not on all of them.
Well, okay, sorry. But, all right, someone will do it. Dan, Paulo, Bludner, someone, please. Rochelli, you ain't doing nothing. God knows, right?
He does.
Okay. So, yeah, just go through all the episodes, 1 through 51. You can just take off the last 5 episodes because I have clean sweeped.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, email us, info@thegemhole.com. I want to see what the score is.
About time.
I know,
I bet
right?
I'm still ahead of you.
God damn it. The cat got my fucking stories all out of order. Hold on.
That one's backwards.
Oh, is that why? Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah.
You bitch. Look at her.
Oh, my God. She's eating
you
your notebook.
Eat this. Okay. Sorry, guys. Very unprofessional. this one, we're going to start off with a little serious story, a little current event stuff. You guys like to hear about presidential bullshit. I don't fucking know why, but here we go. This one is called Barack Obama Aide, Why Winnie the Pooh Should Shape U.S. Foreign Policy. Winnie the Pooh, Luke Skywalker, and British football hooligans could shape the foreign policy of Barack Obama if he becomes U.S. president.
Don't forget the Easter Bunny.
Oh, and God.
Yeah, I mean,
while
can't
we're
forget
at
them.
It.
Tooth Fairy.
Wait, do black people believe in God? Oh, yeah. We are like black
yeah.
Southern Baptist. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Black people
Sorry.
Believe in that.
Okay. Richard Danzig, who served as a Navy secretary under President Clinton and is tipped to become national security advisor in an Obama White House. Wait a minute.
What?
An Obama White House? Would it still be a White House then? It would be like a Black House, right?
Right. I would think so.
That's weird.
But the House would still be white, though.
Well, I don't know. George Clinton, or, yeah, P-Funk. Parliament Funkadelics, George Clinton,
yeah,
Chocolate City. He always said they would paint the White House black.
I
would vote for George Clinton before I voted for
anybody.
I
don't think that counts.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, that's weird. Told a major foreign policy conference in Washington that the future of U.S. strategy in the war on terrorism should follow a lesson from the pages of Winnie the Pooh, which can be shortened to, if it is causing you too much pain, try something else. But see, the thing is, it's not causing them any pain at all. They're not actually over there in the desert sweating their balls off, worrying about which little kid has a fucking bomb in their fucking pocket or anything right. like that. You know, they're sitting here, they're pretty much just playing the game of chess, you know? They're in their nice, secure White House bomb shelter, not giving a fuck. They're like, hey, watch this. Missile off. Boom. It's like a video game to them.
Right.
Especially Bush. He is, oh, God.
Oh, he's old.
He is a fucking retard. Let's see. He spelt out how American troops, spies, and anti-terrorist officials could learn key lessons by understanding the desire of terrorists to emulate superheroes like Luke Skywalker and the lust for violence of violent Wait. Football fans.
Wait, so what the fuck are they saying?
So they're just comparing the war to Winnie the Pooh and... movies.
What the fuck does that have to do with it?
Does this mean that because most of the movies we are subjected to involve violence and fucked up shit, conspiracy, stuff like that, so when it really happens in real life, we're just totally dumbed down and desensitized to it? We're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I saw that coming because yeah. it's happened in every other fucking movie I've ever
right,
seen.
Right, that's what happens in movies. So.
Right. Like, have you watched Shooter yet?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I just watched that the other night. It seemed really...
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah. Well, no, the movie was cool and shit. There was just certain scenes that almost looked like the United States government paid the director to put those scenes in, like to show patriotism and how you're doing good for your country. Even though maybe your country does some fucked up shit, you should still be in there doing what you're told.
If it was only some fucked up shit.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. It just
But when
really
it's all
weird.
Fucked up shit, no.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. Mr. Obama's candidacy was given an early boost by his opposition to the Iraq war, and he has repeatedly said the U.S. needs to rethink its approach to the Middle East.
Really?
Now, that seems weird right there. Rethink its approach to the Middle East? We shouldn't even have an approach to the Middle East.
Yeah,
it's
we shouldn't
the Middle
be there.
East. It's not Middle America, although pretty soon it's going to be New Middle America. But right now, this isn't Kansas and Nebraska and Dakotas. This is over the fucking ocean, some fucking desert in the middle of nowhere, inhabited by a bunch of pissed off dark-skinned people
right.
who are pissed off at other pissed off dark-skinned people, because somewhere along the lines, way back when, someone's God said this is secret fucking holy bullshit territory, and then their God went to the other people and said, hey, this is your secret bullshit territory, now go fight them. And the God sat back and was like, ha, look what I just did, check that shit out. They're totally killing each other. This is fucking awesome.
Wow.
Like, what the fuck are we even over there for? The oil?
That's
is that,
about it, I think.
I understand that some people are like, no, it's not really about the oil. It's about terrorism. Do you understand that terrorism is just a fucking word they made up to get you people into this fucking war?
Right, to start
to
a war.
To get you scared? What the fuck is terrorism? Granted, okay, someone crashed some planes into some buildings. Who fucking cares? They were stupid buildings, and we knew about it. We wanted that to happen so we could go to the war, just like Pearl Harbor. I said this before. They did that so we would be behind them. You can't go to war without your country being about it, you
right.
know? You
so
have to
you
have
give...
at least 51% of the population for it. And no one was really for it before that happened, mm-hmm. remember? And then all of a sudden this happened, they're like, now we gotta go over there and get those fuckers. It's right. like, why don't we go to the White House and get the fuckers that really had the shit to do with it? What we should do is take all the motherfuckers in the White House, send them on a fucking rocket ship over to the Middle East and be like, here, you want that place so bad? There, it's yours. Enjoy.
Yes. Have,
see ya.
Have fun fending for yourself.
How fucking cool would that be,
just
dude?
To leave our whole government in the middle of the desert?
Oh, God. No, I wouldn't even... I would give them a chance, and I would throw them in the middle of, like, Saudi Arabia or something.
Yeah.
Granted, this would be after all of our troops and all of our weapons came back here.
Right, and
but
then, by themselves.
You know, I'd put them in a city or a village or whatever the fuck they're called over there, a mm-hmm. sand dune or whatever.
Whatever the fuck they have.
But don't you think that's fair? You want, yeah, you've totally. Spent billions upon billions of our fucking money that could have been going to schools, could have been going to fucking making these. Our roads here have the biggest fucking potholes in them I've ever fucking seen. Fix some of that shit. No, we need to go over to this desert and kill people. Oh, okay, that sounds good.
Why don't we maybe, I don't know, fix some of our problems first before we try and fix other people's?
Right, here, why don't we take all the bombs we're using to kill those people over there and kill some people over here, like all the homeless people, huh? That was mean. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about the hypocritical thing?
I don't know.
You know that would be fucking cool if they did that.
But there's the problem with nuclear fallout and all
that
stuff.
I didn't say nuclear bombs. I just said some bombs.
Well, we better find a designated area for them.
Yeah, well, we could do that. It's called Evergreen. It's called Meadow Manor Trailer Park.
All right, Shady Lane.
Shady Lane. Oh, God. Just, I mean, really, though, if you're really fighting over oil, do you realize what kind of technological advancements you could have made if you would have put even half of the money you've spent on this war
yeah.
into research and development for
right.
new fuel sources?
Or just working on the ones that we have now and making them more efficient.
Right, yeah, or that even.
I mean, we have so many possible.
But you know what?
What?
It's not profitable. So fuck us.
I guess.
Fuck us until there's no more oil, and then you know yeah. what? Then fuck them.
Right.
Because then what are they going to do?
Yeah, because now they can't make money on that.
Yeah, well,
that's
then
all they care about. Is
then I'm
money.
Sure they'll find a good business model that suits their penis going into our asses in
right.
order for us to get hydrogen fuel cells or
something
like that. Yeah, they always do. So, yeah, fuck us, I guess, no matter what. Let's see here. Mr. Danzig spelt out the need to change by reading a paragraph from chapter one of the children's classic, which says, quote, "Here is Edward Bear coming downstairs now. Bump, bump, bump on the back of his head behind Christopher Robin. It is, as far as he knows, the only way of coming downstairs. But sometimes he thinks there really is another way. If only he could stop bumping a minute to think about it." You know what I really am enjoying about this whole story?
What are you really enjoying?
That they're kind of making the comparison between our government and children's stories.
In Star Wars.
And well, yeah, but basically children's stories.
Yeah.
Like, the
way
only way that they're going to understand it is if we break it down in the most basic
right.
concepts
yeah.
ever.
The only way they can understand if it's written in, you know, kindergarten.
Basically, all they're level. Saying is, if what you're doing now isn't working, try something else.
Right. But they need Winnie the Pooh to represent that form for them to understand
right. they
that
need
concept.
Christopher Robin jumping
yeah.
downstairs on his head going, ouch, ouch, ouch.
Right.
And then Winnie the Pooh going, hey, you know, if that hurts, you could go down the stairs a different
right.
way.
But they couldn't just tell him, why don't you try something else since this isn't working? Because they wouldn't understand that.
Right, right.
That'd
well, and
much.
Then the whole money thing comes
right.
in, which is the majority of the problems,
yeah.
I'm sure.
It's always
money.
Money
is the root of all evil, and that is
no,
a sad,
people are.
Sad thing. Well, yeah, people are because
people
invented money.
Well,
the
thing
or
is, even if we didn't have money, people would be greedy with something else to try and control
people. Oh, I'm
people
sure.
With.
Like
there's always going to be something.
Back in the Fred Flintstone days, people were greedy for clams.
Yeah, it's
same thing.
Something.
Yeah, same thing.
Everyone's got to have their crutch.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Mr. Obama's approach will be popular in Europe, where President George W. Bush has spent the week on a farewell tour.
Sorry,
arriving
guys.
In Britain yesterday for meetings with the Queen and Gordon Brown. Oh, God. I like how they're like, his approach will be popular in Europe because...
Yeah,
that's where
what
the president's
they think,
at right now.
Yeah,
so,
like people in Europe's opinion makes any difference on what our president's going to be.
Right.
Really?
It's just like what our president does should have any bearing on what's happening in the Middle East.
Yeah,
even
but
though
of course
totally,
it does.
Right,
but it should.
Because we have our nose in everywhere.
Of course.
Which is why we can't.
It's because our nose is everywhere except
our. Here. We are like the parent that goes around telling all the other parents how to raise their kids, but when we get home, our house is fucking wrecked because
we
our
are the
kids
hypocrites
are
of the
fucking
world.
Bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the biggest hypocrites there is.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
In a subtle break from Mr. Bush's belief that the war on terror can be won, It's not a thing. You're fighting a war on something you made up. How do you win that? You fucking shoot yourself in the head and be like, oh, there, I won, finally.
Yeah.
You made up this thing to scare people into doing what you want them to do, and now you're believing your own bullshit, going, boy, how do we find a way to kill this damn terrorist thing? And they're like, Mr. Bush, you made that up 4 years ago. Oh, I did, right. let's blow up some more stuff and make me some chili. I'm hungry.
God. That's a pretty good impression.
I fucking hate that guy. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm so flabbergasted.
Oh no, there is actually terrorists though. It's just the problem with terrorists.
They don't fuck with us though. Let them kill each other. I give fuck. That's like black gangs in California. I'm sorry to say black, but most gangs in California are black, killing other gangs that are black. Let them.
Yeah.
So okay, I understand once in a while a stray bullet will kill some poor little kid. It's an acceptable loss if in the end they will just end up killing each other.
Right.
It's like the mob guy, the smart guy that sets up one side of the mob to do something and then goes to the other side and sets them up to do something and gets them all to kill each other. He ends up on top. That's smart thinking. Yeah.
I don't know. The whole terrorist thing is all just a scare tactic. Just like how everything that they try to do is a war on something. War on poverty, war on drugs, war on terrorism.
Yeah.
War.
It's all war.
It's all war.
You know
why?
Because people understand war.
Yeah.
If you said, we're going to do a little play to raise awareness about drugs, people would be like, no. But if they're like, we are in a war against drugs.
People are like, yeah.
Yeah, drugs are bad. Hold on, I'm going to go get drunk real quick and beat my wife. But yeah, drugs are bad. Like, it's so unbelievable. I
believe it.
I don't even know what to fucking say about it. I am so fucking, it's so ridiculous to me that everyone just bought into it. It's like, if there was so much of a problem with terrorism here on our own soil, which is where it should fucking matter, because if someone else has a problem with it, great, let them fucking deal with
it. If it's not on our soil, then we shouldn't worry about it, because we have so many problems to worry about here as it is.
We need to care about the world as a whole.
Well, yeah.
But unless it's some World War II, one dictator killing a bunch of fucking people, then who cares?
I
let
mean,
them figure it out.
Yeah,
unless they come here, then yes, we will sort it out, and then we will continue
if it's
moving on.
If it's happening in a place like, you know, Europe, in like a good place that's not in the middle of the desert, yeah, go help them.
Well,
if
no,
they
not
need
even
it.
That, though. If I'm just saying, if it happens on a scale like it happened in World War II, like that was a lot of
shit.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not saying a few little things here and there. I'm saying if, like, you know, four countries get together and start coming over, because eventually that would have came over to us.
Yeah.
If we wouldn't have stopped it then with dropping the bombs and shit, it would have came here eventually. I mean, when would that have ever stopped?
Right. Yeah, we had to do
granted,
something.
Granted, we would have been all right, because we're not Jews. Sorry, D. You probably wouldn't have made it out so well, but, you know, we would have been fine. But unless something of that caliber is happening, let wherever it's happening handle it.
Yeah.
And do you really think that if terrorism was such a big deal, don't you think something bad would have happened before that?
Right.
It just happened now?
It's been happening over there for fucking ever.
Well, and that's fine. It'll continue. Those people are in a religious war. That is like two drug addicts
that's funny,
fighting
though, because
over drugs.
Just about any war is a religious war, really.
Well, yeah, and you can't stop that. You are not going to change their mind. These people will die for that shit. Let them, as long as they do it over here. Now, like I said, if they come over here and start fucking with us, then yeah, I'll grab some guns and we'll go fucking handle it. But I'm not going over there to their fucking shithole desert to fucking fight. It's stupid, it's pointless, and it's totally draining our economy, and it's making this world shit.
I fucking hate how every war is just about religion and oil. That's all that we
greed,
ever go to
money.
War over.
Greed and money. It's money. It's money and power. It's fucking bullshit, because I don't care about either of them.
Yeah.
As long as I can do this show, work, and, you know, eat and have a roof over my head, I'm happy.
Right.
The bare necessities. Fucking, that's all we need. But we're so greedy. We're so caught up in this convenience that everything has to be given to us, and it has to be now, and it has to be the best, and it has to be new and improved, because that's what the TV tells us. And who runs the TV? They do. It's
exactly. We just need
just
to
open your fucking eyes.
Just
really.
Get out of the middle of the fucking desert over there. Come back here, because obviously us being over there isn't making a fucking difference at all, because we've been there for many years and it's still going on. So why don't we just bring them back and let them fucking do it themselves?
Or if they don't want to, then let's send the people that are running it over there, and they can live there and they can have it.
You can sort it. Over there and sort it out.
And we will continue sorting out things here without them, because we don't need them. I'm pretty much done with this story. That was about it. I just kind of wanted to get into how it's just like a little kid's story and how they have to break things down like that.
Yeah.
So what do you got for us here? Episode 51. Of this shit.
We're already at an hour. What the really?
Sorry, I've been really wanting to do that since I got this mic hooked up. I hope that showed up.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen you do. I can't believe you just got that excited over that.
Wow.
You fucking child. All right.
Whew.
I don't even want to do this anymore. You just ruined the show.
This one is called
No
Paint.
Fuck you. I think we should end it because of that. You just killed it.
That's gonna be gold.
It's not gold.
Well, it's gonna be brown, but
it's not even. It's just stupid.
No. Yeah, it is brown.
Well, that makes it even worse that you shit yourself over that little
thing. I know. But if it comes out in audio, it'll be all worth it.
I hope it doesn't come out.
Excuse me if it does.
It was so feeble, too.
I know, it was weak, it's all I got.
It was kind of embarrassing, really. Okay, this one's called Baby's Genitals Torn Off in Dog Attack.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Wow, did you read my notebook about my story about the dog sniffing my pecker?
Not before I printed this
really?
Out. Really?
That's fucking crazy. That is called?
Synchronicity.
Yes, thank you.
This was on our secret website.
Our super secret... What does Brian call it? Super secret down low Hollywood radar?
Yeah.
That motherfucker has the longest domain names for all his shit.
Yeah, he does.
It's
like, really, dude, shorten it up a little.
This one just came in on the super secret download Hollywood radar, buttfuck damn, blah, blah, blah.
I guess it rolls off the tongue pretty nice, though.
Super secret download Hollywood radar. Yeah, kind of.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You'd say it fast. All right. A mother woke Saturday afternoon to find her one-year-old baby bleeding after a dog had already attacked him.
You know what? If this baby would have been the baby that was born with a dick on its back...
No problems
there. He would have been all right.
No.
It's like, hey, it's cool. I got another one
just
right back there.
Yeah. Or if the dog would have ripped off the dick on its back, it just would have saved him the money of going to surgery.
I can't believe they actually had that thing removed.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That kid, oh, man.
Like, I guess you kind of probably get made fun of a little.
What? No way.
Having two dicks. I guess, I don't know.
What would they do? Oh, you have two dicks. And it's like, yeah, well, they're still bigger than your one. I mean, there's all sorts of things.
Yeah, I guess.
But that was another story, another episode.
Right. If you want to hear about that, go listen to it. Nicole Hammack told Fort Wayne police that after she got home around 6 a.m. Saturday from delivering papers, and she went to bed with her one-month-old son. Around 1 p.m., Hammack told police she was woken by her five-year-old who needed help with the television remote.
Now, what?
What's that have to do
hold
with
on.
That?
Who in their right fucking mind in this world can even think that they could support a child by delivering papers? I mean, really?
What about the other guy?
What other guy?
Well, maybe she's married.
Yeah, I'm sure. Delivering newspapers? Yeah.
It's
a real catch.
Delivering papers.
Long John Silver's catch of the day.
Well, it's just
what do you think? They were rolling papers? She's a newspaper delivery boy.
Maybe.
Girl, sorry.
She might make enough money to support her and her one child.
Have you ever had a paper route?
No.
You do not. I've had two.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't make money?
Not shit for money. And I don't know if it's like that in all the other places that do paper routes, but the one here, you actually have to go door to door and get your customers to pay you. And if they're just like, go fuck yourself, then pretty much, yeah, you get fucked.
Wow.
So, yeah, dude, fuck that shit. A paper route is something you play on the fucking Nintendo or something you give your, like, 10 or 12-year-old a job to do so they can learn responsibility. Hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up because she has two kids. She has a five-year-old and then this baby.
Okay. That is a hate crime.
Well, anyway, she noticed that the baby had been moved from his original position. She then saw the baby was missing his diaper and there was blood on him. She immediately rushed him to the hospital. Police say the child's testicles had been pulled out of the scrotum. Due to the extent of damage, the baby was transferred to Lutheran Hospital for surgery.
My balls just jumped up into my scrotum.
Yeah,
when
your balls are going to have
that
to drop again after that.
Oh, God.
But the baby is now in stable condition, I guess.
Well, stable condition minus
without,
two testes.
Yeah, I wonder if it's still got its dick.
Could you imagine, though, like, you're the mother? Well,
I think
the father of this child, and you walk in, and there's just a scrote,
right,
but no balls,
right,
and the dog's sitting there, like, licking its lips, like, oh, man,
it's
that
got
was
blood
good
all over its
face.
Oh,
God.
Just one more reason to hate dogs.
Have dogs, people. Have dogs and then put them around your little fucking baby.
This is
good
a case,
fucking idea.
This is a case where it's okay to abort an already born baby.
Right.
I mean, really, how good is this kid's
and
life going
to be? If anything else, your kid's going to grow up to be a total pussy because he ain't got no balls.
Oh!
Nice. Give me some. Shimona.
Okay. Okay. Police and animal control went to Hemick's apartment at 1 or 1009 Fayette on the city's south side with her permission and took custody of the dog, a six-month-old poodle.
A poodle?
Like we care.
No, and that's kind of funny, though.
And the dog was put down by animal control.
Like, could you imagine just a little yappy poodle just, like,
poodle
going to town on this little baby,
that's
just ripping balls out of scrote?
Yeah,
oh,
that's worse than if it was, like, a big, mean dog. At least, like...
Well, yeah, because, you know, a big, mean dog, that's, like, one bite, and not only are the balls gone, but the scrote's gone, too.
Poodle
this
had to probably work
this
on
thing,
it,
like, yeah, was, like, biting him and chewing at him, and probably, like, she got it ripped open a little bit to where one of the testicles was exposed, and then she just kept, like, gnawing on it.
Right.
Oh, God, that would hurt. Do you think when you're 1 month, the baby was 1 month old?
Something like that.
When you're that young, would you feel something like that?
Well, of
like,
course,
I mean,
but would you remember it? No.
So you would just, do you think then?
I mean, do you think when you grew up,
do
just
you think,
like, do you think?
Do you think then?
Do you think?
Yes, do you think then that when this baby does get older, they'll, or even now, they'll just start the process to have it turn into a woman now? Because it has no balls. It has the scrote. Flip the scrote inside out. In abracadabra, there's a vagina type of thing? Or?
I guess. I mean, if they were that creative and thought of that, but like, you think they would.
What I would have did was like dressed up the baby in a poodle outfit and then the poodle and then been like, oh, actually, there were two dogs and the baby's at the hospital getting fixed. So if you can take these two dogs and just put them both down, that'd be great.
I think they could tell the difference.
I don't know.
Pretty sure.
How cool would that job be to be able to be the one putting
down dogs? I don't know. I wouldn't like it, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like dogs, but I just don't have one, but I still couldn't kill one.
Yeah, I'm not, like, angry at them. I just don't want to be around.
Yeah, I mean,
them.
It's not like I don't want. I don't want to kill them or to have them die. I just I don't like
I find,
being around.
I find
them.
It very stupid that people enjoy having these stinky, furry things around them that just eat poop and bark and are just annoying as fuck.
Right.
And then they talk to them and they train them and then they yell at them. They almost personify these dogs into people. It's like, at least with a cat, I can talk to the cat, and the cat looks at me and meows, and I totally, get what she's saying.
Right.
But a dog, I mean, come on. Dogs are fucking stupid. That doesn't mean I'm going to go out of my way to fucking chew the balls out of some dog's scrote.
But you'll sure give one a red rocket.
If it puts its nose in my crotch, fuck yeah.
What a way to get it back.
That's the first step to the mating call. If it didn't want to do that, then it shouldn't have done that.
I don't think the dog's going to complain, but still, I mean.
Well, if you don't want,
if you really want to do it that bad, fine.
If you don't want to get your dick rubbed, then don't sniff mine. That's all.
But even if a dog sniffed my balls, I would still have no desire to fucking start beating it off. That's fucked up. I would still not want to do that.
When you put it that way, God, you make it sound dirty.
It is fucked up.
I was just playing a game. Jesus, perv.
Wow, okay.
So is that it for that story?
Yeah.
A little poodle.
That wasn't a very fun game.
Got two balls. That's awful.
That dog went nuts.
Oh, nice one. Way to end the show strong.
Yeah. You got one?
That dog didn't know dick.
Oh.
Because he didn't get the dick. He just got the...
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That was pretty... That was all right.
I would like to just go back to my first one about the kid growing up to be a pussy because he has no ball. That's the best
That's
one.
Good, too. All right.
Well, yeah, we're good. It's our...
My headache is killing me.
Nice. We have to go ride bikes and put up posters now.
I better get some ibuprofen.
Yeah. So, if you guys have anything to say about this episode or any other episode... You can definitely email us info@thejamhole.com or thejamhole.com is the website. Click on the show notes. Leave us a comment. You can myspace.com/thejamholepodcast us. Please, 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 pretty please with jam holes all over it. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. We are hanging in there at what? Where are
22,
we?
22, I think.
22? Yeah, not bad, not
bad. We have
bad.
Like 13 votes.
Not bad, not bad. And,
seriously, though, okay. We got to... I know you voted probably twice with your phone and your computer,
mm-hmm.
and I voted once. So 10 people voted for us.
Out of the, what, 1 okay. million people we have yeah. listening?
I know there's more than fucking 10 of you out there listening to this, so fucking vote for us already. Get off your fucking lazy ass and just vote. It takes 5 fucking seconds.
I know, even less than that, because we have a link on
right.
our page
just
that
click
goes...
on the link, enter your fucking email address.
Check
click
your
vote
email.
Now, go to your email. Confirm it. Done.
Done
Thank you.
And done. You just helped us
yes,
a lot.
That's all you gotta do. Just fucking do it. Just more than 10 of you can do this.
Hey, if you're wearing Nikes, just fucking do it.
Seriously.
That's all.
That's it.
That's it. All
right.
That's all there is to it.
Okay.
It ain't shit.
I know.
Just do it.
All right.
All right.
Later.
We'll talk to you guys Friday.
Bye.
There I go, thinking of you again. You don't know how sick you make me fucking sick to my stomach. Every time I think of you, I puke. Must just not know. Probably be a little more suitable for this type of song. Whoa, I got a million reasons off the top of my head that I could think of. 16 bars, this ain't enough to put some ink to. So fucking I'ma start right here. I'll just be brief up, about to rattle off some of the reasons. I knew I shouldn't go and get another tattoo of you on my arm, but what am I going to do? I go and get another one, now I got two. Ooh. Sitting here with your name on my skin, I can't believe I went and did this stupid shit again. My next girlfriend, now her name's gotta be Kim. Shit. If you only knew how much I hated you for every motherfucking thing you ever put us through, then I wouldn't be standing here crying over you. Probably be a little better instead of a letter that you probably just shred up. Yeah, I stumbled on your picture yesterday and it made me stop and think of how much of a waste it'd be for me to put some ink to a stupid piece of paper. I'd rather let you see how much I fucking hate you in a freestyle. You're a fucking coconut, so I hope you fucking die. I hope you get to hell and Satan sticks a needle in your eye. I hate your fucking guts, you fucking slut. I hope you die. Die, 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 die. Don't get me wrong, I'm not bitter, I'm mad. It's not that I still love you, it's not cause I want you back. It's just that when I think of you, it makes me wanna yak. What else can I do? I haven't got a clue. Now I guess I just move on, I have no choice but to. But every time I think of you, now all I wanna do is be. To my stomach.
time I think of you.